Hi, my loves. Welcome and thank you for joining me on today's episode of Mental Health Monday. It's so good to have you on today's episode with me. And first things first, you rock. You're amazing because you took the time out to click the link and come listen to today's episode of Mental Health Monday. In case this is your first time of listening, Mental Health Monday is the episode where I get to talk about issues of mental health, profile, solutions sometimes, or tips and tricks and ways that you can, you know, be mentally okay, mentally happy, mentally sane. All of these tips and tricks on ways to deal or handle your mental health is a way of providing healing. So if this is your first time, I hope you're going to love it here with me, and welcome. Okay, so on today's episode, I will be discussing secrets of genuine happiness that people randomly talk about. Ways they can genuinely be happy. Let me just make it short. Ways to be genuinely happy. We're all seeking happiness in life, and they always say happiness is a choice. Well, that's true, because genuinely happy people wake up every day and they say to themselves in front of their beautiful mirrors, I'm choosing happiness today. Okay, that's way too dramatic, but I'm just trying to say, genuinely happy people wake up every day and they make a choice to be happy. And so if you are seeking for genuine happiness, you have to also learn to always choose happiness every day you wake up. Immediately you open your eyes, decide that you are going to be happy. And no matter what the world throws at you, you are choosing happiness all the way. So in case you've ever wondered, why are these people always happy? I mean, if happiness has been evading you somehow, and you see people who are constantly happy, always smiling, there's never a worry crease in their face, and you're not asking yourself that, oh, why are they always so happy? What is making them so happy? Here are some few reasons and secrets why these are secrets, by the way. So remember to, okay, you know, sharing is loving and sharing is caring. So these secrets are meant to be shared. So don't forget that after listening to this podcast, you can also share with your friends who you think need to listen to this. So first things first, what way can you get genuine happiness? Number one, you have to come to the understanding that happy people are not always happy. Now, let's be honest. Nobody is always happy all of the time, and with good reason, by the way. So it's down to show us the beauty of the ups. Let me take that again. It is the downs that shows us the beauty of the ups. If you've never been down, you never really appreciate what it means to be up there, emotionally up. I mean, when you're emotionally down, you want to be up there. So when you're up there, you appreciate being up there. Now, genuinely happy individuals know this and they understand this, so they allow themselves to feel sad or they feel down naturally when it happens. When sadness comes, when the downtime comes, they welcome it, they sit with it, but they don't let it last for long. So you have to understand that you have to embrace the sadness, you have to embrace the tears, the obstacles, then give your self-permission to be, because you're human after all. You can't be happy all of the time. So when the downtime comes, sit with it, expect the ups again, and when the ups come, appreciate it. Another way to genuine happiness is learning to say no. Now, this comes to setting boundaries and honoring your boundaries, because when you set your boundaries, you also have to honor them. Sometimes honoring your boundaries includes saying no. Finding happiness includes saying no sometimes, because there are some things we say yes to a lot of times that causes us unhappiness. But because most of us are people pleasers, we want to make people happy, forgetting that the fastest way to be unhappy is trying to make everyone else happy. So learn to say no. When it's not comfortable for you, say no. When you don't feel at peace with it, say no. When it's not something you are cool with, say no. And say it in an assertive manner that neither takes away from your relationship or their own happiness. Another way to genuine happiness is learning to love your flaws. Nobody is perfect. No matter what you do, no matter how many surgical operations you have to have the perfect body, have the perfect voice, whatever, society is still going to tell you in that old ancient voice that, oh, this is not how I ought to be. So that's to tell you that society sets standards of perfection, but we can never ever be perfect. We're humans with flaws. And one thing that genuinely happy people have come to understand is that they have to learn to love their flaws. Peter Dinklage, in his role in Game of Thrones, made a quote that I can't quote word for word, but something along the lines of, when you are aware of your flaws, the world can't use it against you. So when you know your flaws, you've come to terms with it, you start polishing it and seeing it for the beauty and uniqueness that it provides for you. So your flaws are not just, they're not just flaws. They make you unique. And understanding that there is no such thing as perfection will only help you to stop chasing perfection. Because if you continue to chase after perfection, it will only leave you sad. Imperfections are brilliant. So learn to accept your flaws and love them. Another way to genuine happiness is avoiding stress in your life. What a stressful situation, especially if you live in Nigeria. We have traffic, we have annoying people, everyone is stressed out. Most of the people you come across are, you know, frustrated. So funny that when you want to even talk to anybody these days, you apologize ahead. You say, oh, sorry, where can I get the nearest POS or ATM machine? All of those things. Where can I buy this? Sorry. Everywhere. We've become a citizen or a country of, we've become a country of sorry people because everyone is so frustrated one way or the other. But I digress. How can you avoid stress in your life? You can do this by, you know, getting a strategy or a creative outlet that helps you to de-stress. This could be meditating. It could be, you know, a getaway on weekend with your friends, or loved ones, family. Or you could also write. You could sing. You could do something creative. You could sketch if you're good with drawing or painting. If you're good with cooking, you can try a new recipe. Just anything, something to just be like a creative outlet to help you de-stress. Also, exercising. The importance of exercise is that it helps you to release feel-good hormones. You're not just working on getting a perfect body shape. You're not just trying to look good here. So whether it is running, whether it is skipping, whether it is going to the gym to do some reps, you know, all of those things, it helps to release wonderful endorphins and also feel-good hormones. Like the happy hormone serotonin is also released during, you know, exercise because you feel good about yourself. Makes you happy. Another secret to genuine happiness is learning not to judge. I mean, why should you judge? Jesus is not hiring. Okay, on a more serious note, happy people, genuinely happy people have come to understand that they prefer to let other people live their lives as they wish because they feel everyone has a right to live the way they want to live. They don't judge them because they also don't expect to be judged. So the happy person doesn't have any need for judging. And so they'll prefer to use their time to uplift others rather than to tear others down. So if you find yourself constantly judging people, saying, you know, sarcastic things or saying hurtful words to people, now it's time to watch it because when you spill all of these things, you're doing it as an attempt or in an attempt to feel more superior to them, which is only going to cause you more sadness, especially when you come across people who are so grounded in just self-confidence that no matter what you say to them, no matter how they judge them, they are so unbothered. So learn not to judge because genuinely happy people, they do not judge. Also, genuinely happy people always reach out to their inner child and they haven't lost their childlike wonderment. We are all children at heart, but sometimes a lot of us have been so traumatized by the world that we forget our inner child. We leave her there wailing, or we leave him there wailing and crying, trying to reach out to us, but we don't reach back out to them. So genuinely happy people are people who haven't lost their childlike wonderment. They are people who are so playful and cheerful and untainted by the harsh world. So it's this approach to life that keeps them inquisitive, it keeps them creative, and let's face it, it makes them so much more fun to be around. Have you seen an adult that has a childlike, wonderment? They can dance in the rain, they don't care what people say, oh, you're old and you're still messing around like this. No, they are reaching out to their inner child, they are playing, they are being, cheerful, living and loving the moment. All of these things only helps them to be creative, it helps them to be inquisitive, and it makes it easy for them to live life, on a more happier note. So learn to tap and reach out to your inner child. She needs you or he needs you. Genuinely happy people also bear no grudges. The happy person does not hold on to past hurts or anger. Instead, they prefer to let go of the pain and move on with their life. There's no better way to destroy happiness than to carry around an old baggage, because baggages, they weigh you down, they keep dragging you down. The genuinely happy person knows this, and so they acknowledge the hurt and the pain, they forgive whoever and whatever, they dust themselves up, and then they move forward feeling happier and lighter with zero grudges. So if you really want to be a genuinely happy person, say no to holding grudges. Genuinely happy people, they also love to laugh. The happy person sees the fun, they see the funny side of life, and they aim to always look on the bright side. So whenever they laugh, they're laughing with all of them because they are truly joyous in laughter. And they can even make the stony-faced individual crack a smile. Because, there is no better healer than laughter. Laughing uplifts your spirit. It makes you distress. It makes you... feel happy, and laughter is contagious. When you laugh, you're able to make other people around you laugh as well. Happy people, genuinely happy people, they love life. With all of the ups and downs, the highs and the lows, a life for the sincerely happy person is an adventure that we would all do well to appreciate. The scars, the bruises, they all make us appreciate the smiles and glories the more. So if you understand this, you don't fight life, but you take it for what it is. You do what you need to, you do whatever it is you need to do to make life enjoyable, more productive and worthwhile, but you also, know how to truly appreciate the journey. And sometimes you just have to sit back and enjoy the ride. So in conclusion, I've mentioned that genuinely happy people, they embrace differences, they love life, they do not judge, they take, they take risk, they know how to, uplift others with their words, they don't tear people down, they exercise, they avoid stress in their lives. They learn to love their flaws. They understand what it means to be down there, and then it helps them to appreciate when they are up there. And they've also learned to create boundaries, set healthy boundaries, and not just set boundaries, they honor boundaries. So they've learned how to say no when necessary. And they've also come to the realization that happiness doesn't come all of the time. They can't be happy all of the time. So they learn to sit with the sadness when it comes, but they don't let it weigh them down for so long. And I hope that you're going to learn all of these things, understand them, and practice, so that when you become a happy person tomorrow, or when you're able to achieve genuine happiness, you can pass on this to other people who need lots of happiness in their lives. Like I mentioned before, sharing is caring, sharing is loving. Feel free to share this podcast with anyone you feel needs to listen to this. And I hope that the rest of your week is going to be filled with lots of happy moments, and that you genuinely find happiness. You find genuine happiness. You're intentional about finding it as well. And that will be all for today on Mental Health Monday. I hope you love this episode. Do have yourself a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week. Bye, my loves.